Your speaker in this lesson is Larry Acuff.
We're going to base our lesson tonight on Matthew chapter number 13, beginning at verse number 8. So if you have a copy of the New Testament, turn your Bibles to the book of Matthew chapter number 13. That great chapter has parables in it. When you and I look at parable, the word parable simply means laying along beside of. Someone has described the word parable as being an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. What you and I are going to do in looking at Matthew chapter 13, verse number 3 through verse number 9, I'm not going to read those verses. You can read them. I'm just going to summarize them for you. The Bible says, Jesus in this parable said that a sower went forth to sow, and when he sowed, some seed fell. Now, we also know that there are four areas in which that seed fell. The Bible says that some fell by the wayside, that some fell among stony ground, that some fell among the thorns, and some fell in good ground. Now, when you go to the latter part or the next few verses of Matthew chapter 13, you'll find that Jesus gives the meaning of what He has said in that parable. You and I look at this, and there are three things that I want you and I to understand about this parable. Number one is this. The Bible says, "Behold, a sower went forth to sow, and when he sowed, some seed fell." The Bible is emphasizing to you and I the need to take the Word of God and to plant it into the hearts of men and women, boys and girls. The Bible tells us that the seed is the Word of God. Now, you and I sow that seed in different ways. For an example, the seed is sown through gospel preaching. Paul said in 2 Timothy chapter number 4, verse number 1, he said, "I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at His appearing in His kingdom. Preach the Word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when men will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itch in ears." The emphasis there, Paul said, "I charge you, young gospel preacher Timothy, to preach the Word and to be instant in season, out of season." In 1 Corinthians chapter number 1, the Bible says that it pleased God that the foolishness of preaching should save them that believe. You and I take the Word of God, which is the seed. And what do? We plant that seed. How do we plant it? Through the preaching of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. We do that on Sunday morning and on Sunday evening. You think, and Brother Ed, thank you so much for your encouragement this morning when he talked about our contribution. And he talked about the church here at Lithia Springs and the work which we do. Now you think about this. We preach the Word through the pulpit on Sunday morning and Sunday night. We preach the Word through our Bible school program. We preach the Word through our teachers in that Bible school program. We preach the Word on Gospel Broadcast Network. We preach the Word through our bulletin by lessons or by articles that we print that would teach individuals to obey the gospel of Christ. We preach the Word through gospel missionaries who go into all the world and preach the gospel. Think about it, Brother Rutherford, who is in Tasmania. We think about Brother Robert Martin in the Pacific Island, and he'll be with us in September. We think about men such as Brother Robert Martin and men like Brother Rutherford and the work which they do. We preach the gospel through Brother Graham MacDonald in Scotland. We've got several of these opportunities in mission work to preach the gospel. And so the Bible says, "Behold, a sower went forth to sow." Not only do we preach it from the pulpit, not only do we preach it in the classroom, not only do we preach it via television, not only do we preach it through missionaries, but we preach it individually through our membership in this congregation. In the book of Mark chapter number 16, look at what the Bible says. The Bible says, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." Those who know the Greek tell us that when the word "go" is used in Mark 16:15, the Bible is saying, you go preach the gospel. That it's not a matter of saying, okay, I'm going to get up and tomorrow I'm going to go into a foreign field and preach the gospel. We support men like Brother Jeff Adams, who is training himself to be a gospel preacher. We support Brother B.J. Clark, who is a teacher that teaches men to preach the gospel. And so you say, well, I'm not going to a mission field. I'm not going to be teaching in this way. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, you and I must recognize that in that Great Commission, the Bible is saying to us, as you go, as you and I go about our daily activities, what do? We preach the gospel. Now, watch this again. Because not only do we preach it through the pulpit, not only do we preach it through our Bible school and our Bible school teachers, not only do we preach it through GBN, not only do we preach it through our missionaries, but we also do so individually as you have been doing in our visitation program. If you look at Acts chapter number 8, number 9, and number 10, what do you find? You find individuals, men like Ananias. Here is Saul, and he is in Damascus. So what takes place? Ananias goes to him and he said, Saul, why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins. This wasn't a gospel meeting. It wasn't GBN. It wasn't a Bible class. He went specifically to Saul and preached to him what he needed to hear. Not only that, but in Acts chapter number 8, that was Acts 9, and then Acts 22:16, in Acts chapter number 8, what do we find? We find Philip, the Bible says, joined himself to the chariot of the Ethiopian eunuch. Here is the individual aspect of preaching the gospel. Then in Acts chapter number 10, we have Peter going to the household of Cornelius. You have an impact. I could spend the rest of our time this evening telling you about individuals who have had an impact on other individuals when it comes to the gospel of Christ. When you and I go to teach others through our visitation program, through these methods that we have been using, you do not know the impact that may be had as a result of that work. So, number one, the Bible teaches us to preach the gospel. And there are various methods, there are various means by which you and I can carry out that command to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Secondly, that is, when we preach the gospel, we do not know where that seed or what kind of a heart that seed is going to fall into. I do not know. And you remember that Paul writes to the church at Corinth. And Paul said, I have sown the seed, Apollos watered, others have done so in the preaching. What happens? God gives the increase. Ladies and gentlemen, and I'm guilty of this. We have kept records here, I know ever since I've been here, and I'm sure we can hunt them up for the past, of the number of individuals who have been baptized. A good friend of mine by the name of Carl Sims baptizes about 100 folks a year. I love and appreciate Carl. He's a great man. Sold his pharmacy. He and his wife both registered pharmacists and sold his pharmacy and became a gospel preacher. And as a result of that, he loves converting souls. And here's what I hear a lot of times. I'll mention to somebody, and even folks in the congregation, well, I've had folks in the congregation where he is, they'll say, we baptized a lot of folks, but I don't know where they all are. Well, I'm going to tell you, they're the same place Jesus said they would be in Matthew chapter number 13. See, what happens is, you and I, we get to this idea and we say, it doesn't do any good to baptize them. Well, there are some that is true. You can baptize some folks, but now watch this. Because the soil makes the difference. See, God didn't say, Larry Acuff, you only go out and find good soil. The Bible says a sower went forth to sow. And when he sowed, seed fell. Now, he didn't say, wait a minute. You go out and you examine all the soils and you only sow seed in this kind of soil right here. I'll promise you something. that if you went out and you selected a certain kind of soil to sow the seed, part of that seed would not come up. Did you know that 20% of most congregations, 20% of the people in most congregations do 80% of the work? I don't know anything about our contribution. I never ask Jerry. I do not know who gives what and when. I know the Bible teaches us to give. But if this congregation, and I'm kind of praying that we're not typical here. You know, nobody wants to be average. Nobody wants to be, just an average. But you know what? In most congregations, if you'll examine their contribution, did you know that 20% of the congregation gives 80% of the contribution? I don't know if that's true here. And I heard somebody say, well, why don't we just get rid of that 80%? No. Because if you did, guess what? There would still be 20% of those, of the 20% left, there'd still be 20% who'd do the work. And so you see, ladies and gentlemen, we say, well, let's just... No, the Bible says, behold, a sower went forth to sow, and when he sowed, seed fell. Four sower fell by the wayside. Now, I'm going to tell you, I can stand out on the... And I've seen this down on Chapel Hill Road. I could stand out there on a median, you know, where you turn in to go to the mall. I could stand out there and take my Bible in hand, and I could preach all day long. And I'll guarantee you some of the seed I would be sowing would go by the wayside. As a matter of fact, 99.9% of it probably would. The seed fell by the wayside. The Bible said, and the birds came and grabbed hold of it. You know what a lot of brethren do? They go bird hunting. They stop sowing the seed. Oh, I got to get these birds to take that seed. No. Don't do that. You know what the Bible says? Keep sowing. The sower went forth to sow, and when he sowed, some seed fell. I promise you, not everybody you're going to sow seed of the Word of God into their heart is going to do what they ought to be doing. Some seed fell, not only on the wayside, but some fell on stony ground. The Bible said it didn't have much root and withered, it died. In this office in here, or maybe laying on my, we have a book. And we record every person who's been baptized into the body of Christ in this congregation. And what you'll find when you go back and you look at that list of individuals' names, you know what's happened? Some of it didn't take much root. I baptized individuals. Others of you have done the same thing. They come 1 week, 2 weeks, sometimes don't even do that. Well, that didn't do my... I wouldn't waste my time. No. That's not what the Bible says. The Bible says you go sow the seed. The Bible says that some fell among the thorns. The Word of God is designed to motivate a man to do the will of God. And so you preach the gospel, you tell your friends, your neighbors, others about the message of the Bible, you invite them to come, you encourage them, you'll do everything you can, and they'll come, and man, all of a sudden, I mean, they just get so excited. They're enthusiastic, they're attending all the services, and then lo and behold, you look out there, and they're not there. And you begin to check on them and find out what's happened to the cares of this world. Have choked them. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to this. We live in a world today, and I don't have to tell you this. We live in a world today that is not relegated to what's right. God is on the very back burner, if He's on the burner at all. We live in a world today that is bent on pleasure. And it's interesting that you find these churches, and they capitalize on the idea of entertainment and pleasure. The Bible says that the thorn, it falls among the thorns, and the thorns come up and choke it out. So we got what? The wayside. We've got stony ground. It falls among thorns. But now watch this. Some of it falls on good ground. So when you and I look at the soils, not everybody that we're going to, not everyone that you encourage and teach is going to obey the gospel and is going to become a faithful child of God and remain faithful all the days of their life. I go back over my lifetime as a gospel preacher and I could probably come up with 1,000 names of individuals that I have baptized into the body of Christ. That's a minimum. I'd just use that figure. And there probably would not be more than 50 to 75 of those 100 who may be faithful today. There's a couple that Jan and I visit with from time to time. I baptized their son many years ago. They'll call me and they'll say, "Brother Acuff, so-and-so is in the hospital, so-and-so is doing this. You baptized," and yeah, I know it. That person isn't faithful, has no interest in being faithful. So it's going to happen. So what do? Do we sit back and say, "No, I'm not"? No, why? Because the Bible says. Now watch this. The Bible percentage is 25%. Think about it. I look at that as an exciting thing. Brother Gary is a salesman. I would venture to say that if you sit down and talk to him and inquire, ask him some questions, he's probably going to tell you that he has a closing ratio. Now watch this. Number one, the sower went forth to sow. We're to go out and preach the gospel. Number two, we need to recognize the kind of soils that seed falls into. And number three, we need to remember that God will give the increase when the seed is sown. Some of it fell among good ground, and the Bible says that it brought forth fruit. Some 30, 100, 60. It brings forth fruit. I told you about those thousands of people that had been baptized when I was preaching. I can also tell you about those men and women who've been faithful. There's so many of them that have been faithful. I can tell you about men who have become elders and deacons and gospel preachers and had powerful influence in the congregation, and they have done that for many years. What does that say? That says that the Holy Word of God is right. So my friend or not, in our visitation program, do not become weary in well-doing. Do not become discouraged. Just keep sowing the seed. Just keep finding individuals and just keep sowing the seed and keep sowing the seed. And the Bible promises us, the promise of God to you and I is this, that when we sow, the seed will fall and some of it will fall in good ground. You and I support the Gospel Broadcast Network. I have preached 90-something sermons on GBN. To my knowledge, 2 people have been baptized. I'm going to tell you, folks, that's tremendous. Because God said, "I'll give the increase." What if we'd have said, "Well, we're not going to support GBN anymore, Brother Acuff. We're not going to let you go up there and preach anymore. We're not going to encourage that." No, why? Because the Bible says you keep preaching the word, you keep sowing the seed, ladies and gentlemen. In the next 3 months, in our visitation work, let's all of us keep sowing the seed. Keep sowing the seed. Don't stop. Don't quit. Don't get discouraged. Which you're not, I know. But ladies and gentlemen, the Bible says that we just keep sowing that seed. And as we sow, the seed will fall and God will give the increase. God will bless this congregation for the work which you are doing. How do I know that? Because the Bible tells me so. Now then, what are you going to do with what I've said tonight? What are all of us going to do with this message? We can take it and say, "Well, that's good, Brother Acuff. Great message." Or we can use it to sow this seed into the hearts of men, women, boys, and girls. I never know. You never know. Let me close with this illustration. I keep a list of individuals that I want to try to convert. I make a list, and generally I've got anywhere from 10 to 20 people on that list. And I'm praying for them, I'm trying to get Bible studies with them, trying to convert them. You know what's interesting? In 6 months, I go back through that list, and you know what will happen? I look at that list, and there will be maybe 10, 12, 15 folks on that list, and not a single one of them has obeyed the gospel or become faithful to the kingdom of God. But you know what's happened? Somebody that's not even on that list has obeyed the gospel. See, God gives the increase. What you and I are to do is to sow the seed. If you're not a Christian tonight, this seed needs to be in your heart. You need to obey the gospel of Christ. Repent of your sins upon that faith in Christ. And then, making this beautiful and wonderful confession, I believe Jesus is the Son of God, you can be baptized into Christ.